Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos Daf Tezvav. We will begin on Daf Yud Dalad Amud Beis, the last words of the Amud, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan writes a Shikabas Olav Bechol Shemayim Shleima. If somebody wants to be Mekabel on himself, Malchus Shemayim Krishma, in the most optimal way, Yifne, when he gets up, he should use the bathroom. And as the Mefarshim explain, what does the Torah have to tell? What does the Gemara have to tell us that he has to use the bathroom? Because the halacha is two halachas. One halacha is that if somebody davens or says Krishma while he needs to use the bathroom, tefilosoi te'eva, his tefillah is not accepted. Another pshat that I saw is that we want him to be able to say Krishma in the most optimal way. If while he's saying Krishma, he needs to use the bathroom, so he's obviously not saying Krishma in the most optimal way, then he should put on tefillin. And as the Olden Mefarshim explain, when one puts on tefillin, those that say the L'Shem Yichud before putting on tefillin, they know that it says in that L'Shem Yichud that we're saying the tefillin Shayad represent that everything I'm doing is connected to Hashem. And that's why the tefillin shayad are put next to the heart, as we learned the other day, because I'm trying to declare that all my machshavas, all my physical being is subject to the Eibishta, and the tefillin shel roish, as l'shabed roishi shemasi shebemoichi, I'm subjecting my mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's most appropriate that somebody should put on tefillin, v'yikra Krishma, and then he should say Krishma, v'yispala, and then he should daven, v'zui malchus shemayim shleima. And that is considered that he was, that he did perfect malchus shemayim. The Gemara discusses here the need to wash the hands in the morning. We're going to Mitzvah Shem still learn the halachas of Negel Vasser, but here we're learning the first time the point of washing Negel Vasser in the morning. The Rashba explains the reason we wash Negel Vasser in the morning is because there's a Ruach Ra on our hands overnight. Another pshat is that every day when we wake up in the morning, we wash our hands, we become a Beri Chadosha. The Pasuk says, Chadoshim lebekorim amunasecha. And that's why we thank Hashem every morning by saying Birchas HaShachar. And therefore the Kohen, the person who wakes up in the morning, is like a Kohen. Now we know that a Kohen, every time he entered the Beis HaMikdash, he had to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before he did the Avodah from the Kiyur. And therefore, there's a halacha, specifically, according to these two reasons, there's a specific halacha that Negel Vasser should be done, not just by washing your hands, but be washing your hands with a wash cup. Because just like we just said, you're a Kohen in the morning. And the Kohen, when he washed his hands in the morning, washed his hands, specifically, as we just said, from the Kiyur. And if we followed the explanation of the Rashba, that the reason we wash our hands in the morning is to remove the Ruach Ra. So also, this Ruach Ra is only removed with a keli. And that's in fact why it's called Netilas Yadayim. The word Netel was the word that they used for a keli. The Rosh has a different reason. The Rosh says that Yadayim Askani Hussein, during the night, a person while he was laying in bed invariably must have touched places in his body that are not clean. And for that reason, we have to wash the hand in the morning. Of course, if that's the reason, then you don't have to use specifically a keli. So that's what a person is supposed to do, says the Gemara, every morning. Amar Chibar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Niflav Noitel Yodav, somebody who uses the bathroom and then washes his hands, and then Meniach Tefillin, the Kari Krishma Mespalo, Ma'alav ha-kosav kilu bonam mizbeach, vikrevel of carbon. The Torah, the Pasuk, looks at this individual, and it's very much in line with what we just spoke about. Every one of us, when we get up in the morning and act in this appropriate way, we're considered like Kohanim who are doing the Avodah. Ma'alav ha-kosav kilu bonam mizbeach, vikrevel of carbon. The ksiv, erchatz bin dekoyin kapoy, I wash my hands, and then I go to do the avoid by the Mizbeach. Amle Rava, Lesovim Mar, doesn't it also look Kilu Toval? The Ksiv, Echatz Ben Koyin. The Pasuk says, I wash in cleanliness. Like Ksiv, Architz. And as the Mefarshim explains, as Rashi explains, the word Erchatz seems to imply washing the entire body. Because if it was only referring to washing of the hands, the Pasuk would have used the word architz. That means you're only washing a specific part of your body. The fact that the Torah uses the words erchatz, it means like it's the entire body. And in fact, the Minchas Elazar in his Sefer Divrei Torah says from here we see that there are people, based on the Arizal, that are makbid to go to the mikveh every morning. So he says, why is there a point to go to the mikveh every morning? Because the Gemara says that if you wash your hands, it's nechshav ki'ilu tovel kol gufoy, as if you went to the mikveh. But of course, it's only equal to go to the mikveh, but it's not exactly going to the mikveh. So therefore, the Gemara is teaching us that the right thing to do is maybe to go to the mikveh. Amle Vina Larova. Hi Chazimar Haitzava Rabbanan. Look at this Talmud Chachim. Dasim Marova Omar. He came from Eretz Yisrael and he taught us the following halacha. Mishael Lemayim Lichot Yodov. If somebody doesn't have water available to him to wash his hands in the morning before davening, Mekanech Yodov Be'ofer U'Betzorah Be'Kismas. He could clean his hands by anything, rubbing them on earth, on stones, on pieces of wood. Amalei, and he responded to him, Shapakamer, it's very well said. Because Miksiv, let's look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk doesn't say, Erchatz b'mayim. The Torah doesn't specify that you should use water. The Torah says, B'nekoyin Ksiv. From here we see, B'midi, the monkey. Anything that cleanses the hands, that is considered that you've done the right thing. V'hani mili, says the Gemara, this was said, l'krishma. But krishma, if you can't find water, then use whatever you can. Avla tefillah, when it comes for tefillah, mahadr, then you have to go out of the way to find water. And the Mefarshim discuss, why is there a difference between krishma and tefillah? So Rashi seems to learn that the zman for krishma is a zman kavua, and therefore you have to be concerned that you're going to miss the zman krishma. Whereas by tefillah we don't have that concern. That Tosfos has a question, because Tosfos says, as we all obviously know, that tefillah also has a zman tefillah. So why is tefillah different than krishma? So therefore, the Rashba says the difference between krishma and tefillah is that krishma is midaraisa, whereas tefillah is not daraisa. Another explanation that they're given, we're going to learn later in our masechta, that tefillah is a balkeri, is not allowed to learn. is allowed to learn, but he's not allowed to daven. So therefore, we're much more concerned by tefillah about these issues than we are by davening, than we are by krishma. Another pshat is that by tefillah, this is a very important halacha we're going to discuss. By tefillah, there's a concept of tashlumim. If you miss davening, and you were, because you were an oinus, you can make up that tefillah. Whereas krishma, if you missed, it can't be made up. And therefore, Chazal were more machmer on Krishma and said, if you can't wash your hands, do what you can, because we're worried. By tefillah, we don't have that consideration. And of course, the last pshat, very much in line with what we've been learning in our Masechta so far, is that tefillah is not a chiyuv deraisa. Krishma is a chiyuv deraisa. And therefore, we're much more concerned that we shouldn't come to miss Krishma. Bat kama, how far should you go to find water to daven? At parsa, until a parsa, which is anywhere between 2.5 and 3 miles. However, says the Gemara, that halacha, v'hani mili l'kamei, that halacha is only if the water is in the direction that you're going anyway. Avl chayrof, let's say it's in the opposite direction, so it means that I have to walk in the wrong direction. Der halach is afil a mil el nechayzer. You don't have to walk even a mil, which is about 2,000 amos, which is anywhere between 3,200 and 4,000 feet. But makes the Gemara the point, uminam mil hu der nechayzer. I don't have to walk more than a mil in the opposite direction to get water. Hapach a mil, but less than a mil, I do walk that far. However, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even for tefillah, if I see that even if it's walking in the direction that I'm going, if I'm going to walk that direction to get water, I'm going to lose the zman tefillah. Paskins the Shulchan Aruch that I should clean my hands with whatever I can do instead of missing the zman tefillah. Also say the paiskim, that's only if I know that in the direction that I am walking, I will find water. But if I won't find water in that direction anyway, then there's no point, then I should not have to walk, even if it's in the direction that I am going. There's also discussion when we speak about this distance in the direction I'm going, in the opposite direction, does that mean its amount of area? Or does it depend on the amount of time it takes to travel this by walking? What do I mean? Because let's say, the Gemara says, if it's in the direction I'm going, as we said, it's anywhere between 2.5 and 3 miles. So let's say walking 2.5 and 3 miles takes quite a while. On the other hand, driving is not such a long amount of time to drive 2.5 to 3 miles. So how do I measure it? Do I measure it in the amount of area, or is it measured in the amount of time it takes to travel? Most poskim say it's a measure of time, not necessarily a measure of distance. Furthermore, there's a very big discussion. Somebody gets up in the morning and he washes his hands. As we just discussed before, all of us have to wash our hands in the morning, Nagel Wasser. And then he sits down to learn. Does he have to wash his hands again after he davens before he learns? So the Al Yerabba says that if somebody was in shul the entire time, we assume that he didn't touch a place that is not clean during his learning, and therefore he doesn't have to wash his hands. There are other paiskim, however, who say that you should wash your hand when, even if you were learning, because as we discussed earlier, person who's coming to daven is like the kohen who's coming to do the avoda, and every time you're coming to do the avoda, you have to wash your hands. The kohen has to be mekadesh yadav raglov from the kiyur. What the paiskim, however, clearly do say is, let's say Shabbos in the morning, you're davening Shachris, and then immediately after Shachris, the Kriyas HaTorah and the Musaf, you don't have to wash your hands for Musaf again. Or in the evening, if you're davening a shul where you're davening Mincha, and right after Mincha, you're davening Ma'ariv, there is no need to wash your hands right after, between Mincha and then Ma'ariv again. Says the Mishnah Kar Shema, that if you said Shema, and you didn't hear what you said, the halacha is Yotza. Rabbi Yossi Omer, however, Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Yotza, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Korav Lo Digdek Bois Yoseha. If you said Krishma, but you weren't careful with all the words that you were supposed to say, the way they were supposed to be pronounced, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotza, Rabbi Yossi says, you're still Yotza, Rabbi Yudah Omer Lo Yotza. If somebody reads the words backwards, and there's two ways of understanding this. One is that he reads the words in a specific pasuk backwards. Another way of learning it is that he reads the psukim in the out of sequence. Lo yotza. Everybody agrees he wasn't yotza. Karavatar. If somebody was saying Krishma and he made a mistake, Yachsel makom shatar. The halacha is that he should go back to where he made the mistake. And as the Mefarshim explained, that is the same halacha by Karel Mafreya, that if you write it in the wrong order, even though the Mishnah just taught us that if you read it in the wrong order, la yotza, you weren't yotza the mitzvah, the halacha is you go back to where you started doing it the wrong way. And that will be acceptable. And as the Mefarshim say, even though that's not really considered, it's still considered, presumably, that you were Karel Mafreya. Because if you started going in the wrong order in the middle of a perek, and then you correct yourself, it turns out that you were sort of back and forth. Still, the halach is, you only need to go back to where you started doing the wrong thing. So we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that you have to pronounce, you have to enunciate, you have to say the words of Krishma properly. My time with the Rabbi Yossi out loud. Bishum Niksiv, Shema. The Torah uses the word Shema. And we learn from these words, Hashme la'oznecha ma'shata ma'itzvi picha. You have to hear what you are saying. The Tanakama Sover, the Tanakama, who says, who disagrees, why? Because he says the definition of Shema, the definition of Shema is b'chol loshen shata shemeya. That Shema means that you could say it in any language. So the Sefer Chassidim says that if somebody doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, maybe he should say Krishma in a language that he understands. Because as we're learning in our entire Masechta, the whole purpose of saying Krishma is Kabbalah Olmach Hashemayim. But if you don't understand what you're saying, then where's the Kabbalah Olmach Hashemayim? However, most Paiskim, starting with the Mishnah Berurah, are very strongly of the opinion that you should always say Krishma B'Loshon Kodesh for a number of reasons. Number one, Krishma is only valid if you say it in a different language if the translation is 100% accurate. You can't be sure that the translation is 100% accurate. Another point that the Mishnah Berurah makes, that there's a special advantage in saying Krishma in Lashon Kodesh. Since that's the language Hashem used to create the world, that's the language which Hashem spoke to the Nevi'im, that's the language when that Anshei Knesset HaGdola were Mesakin Tefillin. So Lashon HaKodesh has a special advantage that therefore one should daven in Lashon Kodesh to fulfill the mitzvah without any question. Of course, all the poskim indicate that the best thing to do is to say Krishma in Lashon Kodesh, and not only to say Krishma in Lashon Kodesh, but to understand, to learn the translation of the words. And by learning the translation of the words, then we will have everything. The Chasam Sofer goes on to explain that what is the language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol uses? The language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol uses is Lashon Kodesh. So it's most appropriate that when we speak to Hashem, we speak to Hashem in the language that he understands. So Rabbi Yossi, that used Shema, to teach us, Hashmei la'oznecha, masha atamaitzi mipicha, where will he learn the halacha of b'chol loshon she'ata shemeya? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi tarte mashma. Rabbi Yossi says, we can learn two halachas from this pasuk. The halacha of b'chol loshon she'ata shemeya, and the halacha Hashmei la'oznecha, masha atamaitzi mipicha. So all the mefarshim, of course, ask the question that we know throughout Shas that you can't learn two halachas from one pasuk. So how in our Gemara does the Gemara suggest that according to Rabbi Yossi, we're learning two different halachas from the same pasuk? So he says, so the Rashba says, a beautiful pshat. He says, if the halacha wasn't that you have to be hashmel oznecha masha tamaitzi pipicha, then it would be that you could be yoytze mitzvah krishma behir, just thinking about it. But since the halacha is that you can't be yoytze behir, it has to obviously be b'chol loshon she'ata shemeya. Says the Gemara Tanan Hasam, chereshem adav ve'ena shemeya. You have an individual who nebuch could speak but not hear. Lo yitrim. He shouldn't take truma from Torah, but if he did, the halacha is truma se truma. The halacha is that b'diev the truma is okay. Now, who is the, ask the Gemara, so we have here an opinion that says, man tana cheresh ha-medabe ve'ena shemeya. Who's the man dama that holds that somebody who could speak and not hear is the evid in l'chatchil aloi? Let's identify that tana. But before we go into the Gemara, the Meral Diskin, I saw, teaches us that our Gemara is speaking about an individual who's taking truma, who wants to be appointed to be a shliach, to take truma for somebody else. But if somebody's taking off truma from their own produce, there, the halacha is that he doesn't have to be able to speak. And it's better to take truma by yourself from your own produce, says the Meral Diskin, than have somebody else take the truma on your behalf, even though that person can make the bracha. However, I did see that there are poskim that disagree. And the question comes up when somebody, nebuch, can't speak. So what should he do? He can't speak, but he can hear. What should he do? Should he daven the way he could daven? Or should he go to shul and be mekayim the mitzvah tefillah through shemei ka'ayna? It seems that it's the opinion of the poskim that, as we just learned, the proper way of saying krishma, and we just said the same thing in the halacha is the same regarding tefillah, is by pronouncing the words. Since the proper way of saying krishma is by pronouncing the words, and this person unfortunately is unable to do that, so the halacha is that he should hear the krishma from someone else. There's a very interesting question. The question is, if somebody is in a shul where there's a large crowd and there's people are davening out loud and he's enunciating the words, but in such a amount of noise, it's just speaking the way you normally speak, you can't hear what you're saying. So now the question that the poskim discuss is, do you have to keep on raising your voice to be able to hear what you're saying? Or if you speak in a voice that's loud enough that you would normally hear, that's good enough. Davni Nezer, in the Shas Chuvas Davni Nezer, Arachayim Simon Tof Lamates, discusses this question, and he says that you're not yoitz the mitzvah, you have that Chazal are teaching us that the only time it's considered that you're speaking is if you speak loud enough that you can hear yourself. And therefore you will need to keep on raising your voice to hear the words of Krishna if it's a place where there's a lot of noise. And that's the opinion of the Shas Chuvas Shuvas Yaakov. It seems that Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees. He says that you can be mitzi, that it's considered, if you're able to hear in a normal situation, the halacha is that that's good enough. And he brings a raya from Tekiah Shofar. The halacha is, by Tekiya Shofar that lets the Baal Kaira, as long as he's a person that can hear, is able to be Maitzi the Tzibur. But let's say he's a person that his hearing is obviously not as good as everyone else's. So he may not be able to hear the Shofar. The other people are able to hear the Shofar. He's still considered a person that hears, even though he personally is not hearing. As long as it's a sound, which is a normally audible sound, it's adequate. Amar Chizda. So back to our Gemara. The Gemara asked the question, who is the Tana that says that b'dievid, if you took the truma, it's all right, but b'dilchatchila not? Rabbi Yossi he. Says the Gemara, it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the Tanan, Hakar Shema v'lo Yishmila Oznoi, if somebody said Shema and he didn't hear the Krishma, Yotzu, Divir Rabbi Yehuda. That's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says, Lo Yotzu. Atkal, come Rabbi Yossi, Lo Yotzu. So says the Gemara, when did Rabbi Yossi say this opinion that you're not Lo Yotzu, Ella, Gabi Krishma, Daraisa? By Krishma, which is a chiv deraisa, ava truma, but by truma, that the whole point that you need to hear is only because of the bracha, or bracha, and the chiv of saying the bracha is only the rabbanon, the loyber bracha talya milsa, and therefore it doesn't depend on the bracha, and the mitzvah doesn't depend on the bracha, and therefore even though you can't hear, you mekayim the mitzvah. I did see that the poskim make a very interesting point. There are two types of situations. In truma, the mitzvah is taking off the truma, whereas by other mitzvahs, sometimes the bracha is the mitzvah. For example, Sfiras Ha'imer, the bracha is the mitzvah, and where the bracha is the mitzvah, there that everybody will agree that you have to hear. Ask the Gemara. What makes you say that Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? Maybe it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'amagav Krishma nami, and Rabbi Yehuda will also agree that by Krishma the Eved in lechatchila loy. It's only by the Eved if you didn't hear the Krishma, it's acceptable. Lechatchila no teida, because let's learn the first words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah began with the words hakayre. Hakayre means if you did it. But that's not the way you should do it, which would imply the evident lechatchila loy. Amr answers the Gemara, "Hayde tani akayre." The reason the Mishnah used the word akayre was diachak koychad Rabbi Yossi. Wanted to tell us how strict Rabbi Yossi is, to tell us that by Krishma, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is the evid namiloy, that even by the evid, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, because if we want to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is afilu chatchila nami yotze. Rabbi Yehuda will hold that even if you didn't hear the Krishma, you were yotze. Of course, the Mefarshim ask that many times in Shas we have this concept l'diyach koychay, but usually the Gemara says we want to tell you the koych of the matter. Here we're trying to tell us the koych of the oyser. So the Mefarshim say the Gemara, and because we always learn, we always want to teach us the koyach of the matter, because koyach that teira odif. So the Mefarshim say the Gemara could have actually given that teretz, that could have mentioned that question. But as we're going to learn right now, the Gemara asks a different question. What's the question? Amri, b'mayu kimta. So how do you want to say the Mishnah Masechta Trumas is following? Krab Yossi. That will say, over there, since it's not the same as Krishma, it's only b'di'evid, it's only chatchila, not b'di'evid. V'elhod Tanya, there's a Mishnah, there's a brayse that says, lo yivarach adam birch samazon b'libay. Person shouldn't say birch samazon only in his heart. V'embirach, but if he did so, yotza. He's yotza the mitzah. So now, let's understand, who's got the tan of that brayse? Mani, lo Rabbi Yossi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. The tan of that brayse won't be neither Rabbi Yossi nor Rabbi Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can be Yotzi even lechatchila. And if you want to say Rabbi Yossi holds the Yavid Namiloi. Elamai, what are you going to say? That Brisa must be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to have to say that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees the Yavid in, but the Yavid, if you didn't hear, it's okay. Lechatchila noi. Okay, so now we're saying the opinion of Yehuda is only but the Yavid na lechatchila. Ask the Gemara, a different question. El Hod Tani Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon Mapazi. There's another brisa. Cheresh Hamadaba Veinu Shemeya. If you have a cheresh that could speak but can't hear, Tayim Lachatchila. The brisa clearly says he could take off Truma Lachatchila. Now the way we're learning now, Mani, it will not be Loi Rabbi Yehuda. That brisa will not be able to be consistent, neither with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Loi Rabbi Yosi, and not with the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. And the Gemara explains itself. Because Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'emer, the way we're learning now, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, the Evid in Lechatchila Loi. That's only by the Evid, not Lechatchila. There it says, Lechatchila. It's acceptable. E Rabbi Yosi, and certainly it can't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi's opinion is the Evid Namiloi, that even by the Evid, it's not acceptable. Ella, what must we say, Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is V'chatchila Nami. But now we have a question. Here we're saying that if you can't hear, it's even L'chatchila acceptable. And by Berachas HaMazon, we said it's only acceptable. But the Evid, Veloy Kasha, Hodaday, what the Brisa with Rav Shimon Pazi is Rav Yehuda's opinion, while the Brisa which says that it's only acceptable, but the Evid is the Rabbi, the opinion of his Rebbe. And the Gemara gives us the basis of that opinion, the Tanan. Rav Yehuda Oymer Mishum, Rav Loz Ben Azariah, Hakoyer Shema, if somebody says Shema, Tzoruch Lashmia Loznoi. You have to hear what you're saying. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Amalei Remeya, to which Remeya says to him, Harei Oimer, but doesn't this pasuk say in Krishma, Asher Noich Mitzav Chayoyim, Alav Avecha, which indicates, Acha Kvanas Halev, Hein Dvarim. So we see that you don't even have, that L'chatchila, you don't have to hear. So now, it's obvious that there is a Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, that says that even L'chatchila you don't have to hear. So says the Gemara, Hashtadosus Lahachi, now that we've come and we learned Remeya's opinion in this Brisa, I feel tame Rabbi Yehuda Karebi Sfirle, V'loi Kasha, Ha Remeya. Remeya is the Mandomer that we just learned, L'chatchila, you could say Krishna without hearing it. Rabbi Yehuda is only Mata B'diyevit. So it turns out, where the Gemara is up to now, there are three opinions. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that if you didn't hear what you said, even by the Evid, you're not Yotza. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, and that's also the opinion of his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, L'chatchila you should hear, by the Evid, you're Yotza. And the opinion of Remeya is that even L'chatchila, you don't have to hear what you're saying. Tanan Hossam says, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, in Masechta Megillah, Daf Yotes Omebeis. Hakuk Sherem Likrisus Megillah. Everybody's qualified to read the Megillah. Chutz Micheres Shoytu V'Kotten. Rabbi Yehuda Machsh V'Kotten. Says the Gemara. Who's the Tana that holds Man Tana Cheresh Dunami Diyavid Loi? That a person who's deaf, even but the Yavid, can't say the Krishma. Omer Rav Masos, read the Megillah. Omer Rav Masos. The Gemara says right away, whose opinion must that be? It must be the opinion of Rabbi Yosihi. The Tanan, as we just learned, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, Hakar Shema V'loi Shmi L'Oznoi, if you said the Shema and you didn't hear, Yotso, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Lo Yotso. Says the Gemara, what makes you say that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and the Mishnah is telling us that a person who can't hear the Evid Namiloi, even with the Evid, can't read the Megillah, Dilma Rabbi Yehudui, maybe the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we just learned, and the Mishnah is teaching us L'chatchila Hudaloi, L'chatchila he shouldn't say read the Megillah. Hadiyevid Shapadami, Bidiyevid he can be the one that says the read the Megillah. And as the Rabbi Chanan explains, a very important point. He says, because by Megillah, the main point is Kriyas HaMegillah. It's not just the Shmi, it's the Kriya. And therefore, as long as you could do the Kriya, you Yaitza. Says the Gemara, Loi Salkadatach. It's difficult to explain that Mishnah holds that it's only L'chatchila, not B'diyevid. Because the Mishnah speaks not just about a cheresh. The Mishnah also speaks about a shoyt of a cotton. Now, a shoyt of a cotton, we know through all areas of halacha, are not kosher, are not qualified even by the Yevid. Mas shoyt of a cotton, the Yevid namiloi, they're not even qualified even by the Yevid. It must be that when the Mishnah over there speaks about a cheresh, the halacha is also after Yevid namiloi, that he's not qualified even by the Yevid. Says the Gemara, who says to learn the Mishnah that way? Maybe the way to learn the Mishnah is Hakadisa v'Hakadisa. When we speak about a cheresh, a deaf person, it'll only be kosher b'di'evid. A shoyt of a cotton won't even be kosher b'di'evid. Says the Gemara, well, me matzis lukmas krev Yehuda. How could you propose, ask the Gemara, to say that that Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? V'amen diktani sefer. We learned in the sefer, Rabbi Yehuda machsh b'cotton. Isn't that a clear indication? Mechlal, that's when Rabbi Yehuda is introduced in that Mishnah. Mechlal, isn't that a clear indication? The ratio, that the ratio of that Mishnah, lav Rabbi Yehuda hi, is not the opinion of Yehuda. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the way to learn that Mishnah. But Dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda hi. We will tell you that that entire Mishnah follows the opinion of Yehuda. But trei gavrini katan. And there are two types of katanim. V'chsurim echzvah katanim. Hakel k'shem likrasus megillah. Everybody is qualified to read the Megillah. Chutz mi'cheresh shoyt v'katan. B'medvar mamurim b'katan shloy gil l'chinuch. When we're talking about a katan that isn't yet the age of chinuch. However, if he's already a katan shigil l'chinuch, he's old enough to be chay v'chinuch. Afilach atchila kosher divrei Yehuda. Shabbi Yehuda b'machsher b'katan. Rashi says. What is the age? 9 or 10? Because 9 or 10 is the age with the Gemara teaches us from Sechta Yuma that Pei Beis, he should start fasting on Yom Kippur. Taisus from Sechta Erchin disagrees. And Taisus has a very important point regarding Chinuch. And Taisus says that Chinuch is only, the Chinuch for every mitzvah doesn't have the same age. So when it comes to fasting, we have to wait till the child is older to allow him to fast. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the age for the chinuch of that's the age of chinuch for reading the Megillah. The age for chinuch of Megillah is younger. And what Taisus is saying is that every mitzvah has its own age when it comes to chinuch. B'mai kimta, and as the Mefarshim point out, the next piece of Gemara we're learning is sort of a repetition of what we learned on Amud Aleph. The Maya Kimta, how are we explaining the Mishnah Masechta Megillah? We're saying it's a following the opinion of Yehuda, and the Mishnah is teaching us the Eved in, that only by the Eved he could, a person who can't hear is Yoytzel Chatchil Eloi. Hello, ask the Gemara, how did Tanya Yehuda berate of Shemim Pazi? Cheresh Matav Avein Shemaya, somebody could speak and not hear, Tarim Lechatchil. So now says the Gemara, Mani, ask the Gemara, who is the Tan of that Braisa? Loi Rabbi Yehuda for Loi Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yehuda was saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Eved in Lechatchila Loi. This Braisa says Lechatchila. Rabbi Yossi, it certainly can't be, because Rabbi Yossi's opinion, as we learned in our Mishnah, is that the Eved Nami Loi. Elamai, what are we going to say? That Rabbi Yehuda's it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Lechatchila Nami. That even Lechatchila, such a person that can't hear, even on here, l'chatchil, it's fine. Ela, the Tanya, ask the Gemara, how could you say that? It says in the Dafrim Braisa, l'ivarch adam b'chsem ozen b'liboy, a person shouldn't just say b'chsem ozen in his heart, then b'rich yotza. So ask the Gemara, Mani, who will be the Tan of that Braisa? L'ay Rabbi Yehuda v'l'ay Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yehuda, the way we're learning now, ho'am afil l'chatchil nami, you could say such a person could be yotza. So who will it be if Rabbi Yehuda holds al chatchila? It's fine. Loilam, says the Gemara, will say that the Braisa is following the Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is afil chatchila nami. V'loy kasha, hadidei. The Braisa which says that you can rely on that al chatchila is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Hadirebe, the Braisa that says it's only acceptable but the Yevid will be the opinion of his Rebbe. The Tanya. Amr Yehuda b'Shimon b'Lozman Azaria, Hakayr Shema Sarach Shizmir La Oznoi, Shnema Shma Yisrael, Amalei Remeya, Harei Oimer, how could you say that? Doesn't it say in the Krishma, Ashanoich Mitzavcha Hayoim, Alo Vecha, to teach us, Acha Kavonas Hadvarim Hein Dvarim, all that's required is the Kavona. So we have Machloikis, Remeya and Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Hashta de Asus Lachi. So now that we've identified the opinion of Remeya, the halacha is, I feel time Rabbi Yehuda Karabi Sfirle, even if you'll say Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe, that's only kosher b'diavad, but like Asha, ha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds only b'diavad, not like Hatchila, whereas Remeya holds, the halacha is, that even Hatchila you don't have to hear. Amar Chizda, Amar Sheila, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Mishim B'loz Ben Azariah. That's the halacha, that b'diavad, if you didn't hear it, it's fine. Valocha Kreb Yehuda, and that Valocha is like Kreb Yehuda in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, why do we have to say it twice? Betzricha. Diashminen, Halocha Kreb Yehuda. If I would have just said Halocha Kreb Yehuda, I would think that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Fila Chatchila, you don't have to hear. Kamash Malon. That's why the Gemara has to be specific and telling us Halocha Kreb Yehuda, Shamar Shimar Belozab Ben Azariah, that it's only b'diavad. So just say that, ask the Gemara. Why do I have to say the other statement? V'yashmina kalok Rabbi Yehuda, shom v'shom Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, havamina tzorich. What he means to say is a person has to hear what he's saying. Havamina tzorich v'ein lo takana. But if he fails to do so, it's not kosher b'diavad. Kamash malon, that the halach is halach Rabbi Yehuda. That, in other words, we would think that the word tzorich is not just l'chatchila. That's why we have to say that tzorach is only l'chatchila. Amr Rabbi Yosef says the Gemara, machloikis b'krishma. The machloikis we're having is regarding krishma. Abba shah mitzvah, when we speak about every other mitzvah, divayako lo yotza. There you're not yotza unless you hear. Because the Torah says, haskes u'shma yisrael, you have to pay attention. Meisvei asked the Gemara, how could you say so? The Braisa teaches us explicitly, you shouldn't just say benching in your heart. You have to enunciate the words. However, says the Braisa, in Birach Yotza, Alit Mehochiat, Am Rabbi Yosef, Machloikis, this Machloikis we had is regarding Krishma. Because by Krishma, the Torah uses the words Shema Yisrael. Ab Shah Mitzvahs, when it comes to other mitzvahs, Divakal Yotza, you Yotza even if you can't hear. V'ksiv, ask the Gemara, but doesn't the Pasuk say, Haskes Ushma Yisrael? Says the Gemara, there it's talking about Divrei Torah. By Divrei Torah, you have to hear. Which opens up a very important discussion. When do you have to make Birchas HaTorah? And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, that you only make Birchas HaTorah if you're going to enunciate the words. And so too is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. However, the Paiskim say, if you're listening to a shir, that's considered like you're enunciating the words because of Shemei Koina. But the Mishnah Berurah is Psak, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Aruch Chaim, Simen Mem Zayin Sif Dalid, that if you're only Mahara B'divrei Torah, you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah. The Gra disagrees. Moreover, two important points. Everybody agrees that if you're writing Divrei Torah, you have to make Birchas HaTorah. And also, the Paiskim agree that if you're learning, and then while you're learning, you're paying attention to certain words, while you're looking at Sfarim to look up, to research something, that is certainly considered that as if you're learning Torah, even though you're not enunciating the words. I also saw a very interesting psak when it comes to women in Talmud Torah. So even though we know the Gemara Masechta Kedushin says v'lamadatem es b'neichem v'loy b'neiseichem, so that mitzvah only applies to men and not to women. But the mitzvah of haskes or Shema Yisrael is a mitzvah that applies to women as well. So we learned in the Mishnah Karvaloi Digdik B'Yisrael, if you said Krishma but you weren't careful to properly enunciate the words, the halacha is, Rabbi Yosef says, that he's yoytze the mitzvah. Yehuda says he's not. Amar Reb Tavya. So here Reb Yehuda is a machmer. Says the Gemara Amar Reb Tavya Amar Reb Oisha Alok Devei Shneim Lahakel. We always go Lahakel. In the case of not hearing the words, Reb Yehuda is a mekel. We follow his opinion. When we speak about this, Reb Yosi is the mekel. We follow his opinion. There are three things that never get satisfied. Shol, the grave, v'oitzer, the womb, the grave, the womb, and the earth. Says the Gemara, v'chimai in shol oitzer rechem. What's the connection between the grave and the womb? And loy malach, ma rechem, machnas umaitzi, the womb accepts the zera, and then a child is born. Af shoyl machnas amaytzi, so to the grave, meaning tchis hamesim. V'ladvarim kal v'choymer. Ma rechem, the womb, shemachnisim bay b'chashoy, when a person has relations with his wife, he obviously does it in a tzniyistig manner. Maytzi menu, when the child is born crying, b'kaylei kaylis. Shoyl, the grave, when a person never passes away, so everybody cries, ain't a din shemet simen manu b'kayla kailas, that when we will come out of the grave, b'tchiyas amesim, they will go out with a lot of singing. Mekan tshuva l'oimrim, shein tchiyas amesim in the Torah. And as the Mefarshim explain, even though the Pasuk, there is no Pasuk in the Torah that says explicitly that there's going to be tchiyas amesim, here we see that there is, Tchiyas HaMesim alluded to. Tana Rabbi Yishka made the Rava, V'chsavtem, the Torah says V'chsavtem, Hakob B'chsav, everything that's in the Pasuk should be said as part of Krishma, V'afil Tzavos, even the parts that just instructions. Amalei the Amalachmani, whose opinion is this, Rabbi Yehudi? Damagab Soita. In the parish of Soita, a woman is accused of being a Soita, the Torah says Olus K'siv, what we write in the parasha when we go into race, we only write the curse of Tzavos and the Kosev. For Hosebuks, because there the Torah says, the curse of Allah Ela, only the curses need to be committed to writing. Av l'hochad k'siv k'saftam, afil Tzavos nami. Ask the Gemara, ot the tamid Rav Yehuda b'shun k'siv v'chosav, because it's written the word Kosev only on the Olus. Tamid Rav Yehuda b'shun k'siv Olus, and we learn from that Olus in Tzavos loy. So, if the Torah had not specifically excluded that, the halacha would be that when we say the word v'kosav, everything should be written. So why, by mezuzah, where there is no specific inclusion, is there a need to write the word v'chsavtem? Itzrach. Sakadat chamina. Melech, k'siva k'siva m'chosam. Ma'ahosam olas in tzavos loy. So I would say here too, Av hoch nami tzavos loy, kos rachmona uchsavtom, da filo tzavos. Ton rav avodja kameda rov, v'limaratem, shalimutcha tam. You should say it properly. She revach ben advekim, you should pause between words that become attached. Ani rav abesrei, what does that mean? Kigoyin alav avcha, because the first word ends with the lamed, and the next word ends with a lamed. Alav avchem. B'chol avavcha, b'chol avavchem, eisa besotcha, v'arta mehera, hakana psil, eschem me'aretz. Om Rav Chama b'Rav Chanina, kol ha'kar krishma. If somebody reads krishma, medagnik b'os yisehel, mitzanan lo'y gehenim, they're going to cool off the gehenim for him. Shnemar, b'forash, shakai melochim, boi tishalak b'tzalman. Al tal b'foresh, el b'foresh. Pronounced properly. Al tikri b'tzalmon el b'tzalmovis, which is the Gehenim. And of course, all the Mefarshim try to explain why, what's the connection between pronouncing Krishma properly and not going to Gehenim. So the Mefarshim explain that to pronounce Krishma properly takes a lot of exertion and heat from your body. So if somebody exerted himself in this world on saying Krishma, he will not have to suffer in the next world, Gehenim. But I saw a beautiful pshat. It's not mitzana like Gehenim in the next world. Mitzanon lo gehenna means even in this world, a person who says Krishma properly in this world, mitzanon lo gehenna, this world won't be a world of gehenna to him. He'll have a great life.